So just take a regular chicken off the farm. Well, that chicken that you took off the farm, that chicken is distantly related to the T-Rex. You know, the big dinosaur that eats up everything in its path? Well, the chicken is actually distantly related to the T-Rex. In fact, all birds are actually distantly related to some sort of dinosaurs, and they're related to dinosaurs in general. How is that possible? See, birds today, they're just tiny little flying creatures. Some birds can be big, some birds can be small, there's a large variation. But how are these birds related to giant dinosaurs like the T-Rex? Well, in this episode, I'm going to take you behind the science of evolution, dinosaurs, birds, and how they are all connected, and how birds are distantly related to dinosaurs. Let's get right into the science. And for this, we got to go back millions of years. So first, you got to talk about evolution. Evolution is when an animal changes over time. Remember, that over time part is very, very important, because as things evolve and they change over time, over long periods of time, do different things like the climate, natural adaptations, and even what food's around and what different types of environments they live in. The evolution theory was first discovered by Charles Darwin, and he expanded that theory even further, and he wrote an entire book called The Origin of Species. And this book contains all of his findings from his research in the Galapagos. And he discovered first that the theory of evolution exists, and that creatures change over time as they're subjected to different types of things. And there's more into that, but we'll get to that in a different episode. But in this episode, we're going to focus on dinosaurs and birds. You see, when we trace the family trees of birds back, you can find some kind of overlap between birds and dinosaurs, especially theropods. Theropods are large meat-eating dinosaurs that lived millions of years ago, and these theropods are the ones that are distantly related to birds. They're not exactly related or connected, just like how humans might be related to one another, but this is millions of years of evolution that have led to this connection. There, you might think of them as sort of cousins when it comes to evolution and the family tree of the entire world and entire world of animals and plants, because they're not truly identically related. They're all different in many different ways, as you can tell just by looking at them. T-Rexes are so massive and the chicken is so small and lives on a farm. But even though they are so different, they share some similar characteristics, including feathers. You see, dinosaurs also had feathers, just like birds have feathers today. And that is one of the main things that's common between them, including the bone structure of their wings, it's just flying dinosaurs and everything. But the main thing we are talking about is these theropods, which are distantly related to all of these birds. And when you take the chicken, for example, chicken is not exactly related to the T-Rex. It's more of a distant cousin to the T-Rex, and they both shared a common ancestor millions of years ago. That's how we say they are related, if they share this common ancestor, like these theropods share a common ancestor with these birds. And eventually, these two branch out, and that's how the family tree works. As species get more and more different from each other and evolve over time, they start to split up. So, millions of years ago, this group split from the regular dinosaurs, and that group is what became modern-day birds, which we see today. If you take a look at some birds that are just found everywhere, you can see the resemblance of those early dinosaurs in them, such as flamingos and so many other birds that sort of look like dinosaurs or look like foreign creatures that didn't even exist on the planet, but really they do. And that is all due to this evolution or change over time that has caused this kind of split in between all of these birds and all of these species that are existing today. But they are technically related to dinosaurs because of this common ancestor, and because theropods are distantly related to birds when you go back millions, millions of years, thanks to the theory of evolution. All right, we learned a lot in this episode. Let's unpack that on what we learned today. All right, what did we learn in this episode? This episode, we learned that evolution is change over time, and it was discovered first by Charles Darwin, and he proposed this evolution theory, and also wrote a book called On the Origin of Species. According to this theory, things change over time due to different adaptations and different changes that eventually cause them to become different species, and this causes that change over time effect to take place. Birds and dinosaurs are actually distantly related due to theropods. Theropods are a large group of meat-eating dinosaurs, and they are distantly related to modern-day birds, such as chickens. Chickens are related to the T-Rex, which lived millions of years ago. Even though they aren't exactly the same, they are still distantly related, not directly related, because of different branches and different splits that happened over this course of time. And all these species, they change over time. So these are just different common ancestors that dinosaurs and birds have, and they kind of branched out, and dinosaurs went extinct. Birds still live today, and they are some of the closest living relatives to those ancient dinosaurs. All of these modern day birds are just around us all this time. If you didn't know this fact, you should definitely add this to your fact dictionary, because this is a really, really interesting concept and a really fun science fact. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Spectacular Science. Spectacular Science produced and hosted by me, Akshay Raman. Our theme song and additional music are by Chan Ramachandran. Please visit my podcast website, spectacularsci.com, to find interactive activities, articles, and blog posts. That's spectacularsci.com. Steve has science question you'll answer on a Spectacular Science episode and get a special shout-out. We'll grab an adult and head over to spectacularsci.com/contact. There you can find a contact form and send me your amazing science questions. Thank you so much. You can also submit your questions by tagging us on Instagram at SpectacularSciPod. That's at SpectacularSciPod. Thank you so much. Also, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast where we're listening right now. It really encourages me, and you'll be updated on all the new episodes. So subscribe and share this podcast with your friends and family. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of Spectacular Science next week. In the meantime, keep thinking about science.